This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. Voters in the former Soviet Republic of Belarus go to the polls tomorrow in a presidential election that is being closely watched in the West. The opposition has united behind one candidate, a trade union leader, in an attempt to oust the country's authoritarian president, Alexander Lukashenko. Critics say Lukashenko is already rigging the vote. NPR's Michelle Kellerman joins us on the line from the capital of Belarus, Minsk. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Lisa.
Tell us something about Lukashenko. Why do people believe that he's rigging this vote?
Well, he's a real populist leader. He can be quite irrational. Just to give you a sense of some of the irrational behavior in the past, he once shut off the water and the sewage to the residences of a number of foreign ambassadors, including U.S. ambassadors, so that they would move out of his neighborhood and he could have his friends move in. More sinister, in the past couple of years, his leading opponents have disappeared. During this campaign, we've seen some KGB defectors, it is still called the KGB here, by the way, KGB defectors saying that Lukashenko runs a death squad and they're behind these disappearances. But even so, even despite all of this, he does have a loyal following. He has collective farm workers, pensioners who say, you know, we get paid on time under him, and it's not as chaotic here. And it's possible, a lot of people here say that he possibly could win this vote without rigging it.
What about Gonsharik, the opposition leader? This he's a labor leader, is that right?
He's a trade union leader. A long time he was a communist nomenklatura. He does have actually the Communist Party behind him, interestingly enough, and he's not very charismatic. It's going to be difficult for people to go out and vote for him. Young people had been hoping for another opposition candidate, but the problem was always that the opposition was divided in this country, and at least they've gotten together to back this one man. Young people I was talking to last night said, you know, he's a transitionary figure, but we just want Lukashenko out. And a lot of people, I was standing out by McDonald's last night, all these young people around hanging out, and many of them said to me, if Lukashenko wins, I'm getting on the next plane out of here.
Michelle, the State Department has repeatedly expressed concern about this election, but why should Americans care about what happens in Belarus?
Well, Belarus is in Europe. It's bordering NATO member Poland. It's on the western edge of Russia, and it's also bordering the Baltic states, which hope to be part of NATO as well. Also, ever since Yugoslavia, Slobodan Milosevic was ousted in an election last year, Lukashenko became what everybody's calling the last dictator in Europe. Certainly the Europeans are worried about him, about possible immigration from Belarus, the fact that Belarus is an arms seller as well. And the State Department has, as you said, repeatedly expressed concern about this.
What's the atmosphere like there in Minsk right now? A lot of anticipation for this election?
Well, oddly enough, there wasn't much of a campaign. I think the opposition people said their posters were taken down. Alexander Lukashenko dominated the media. The media is state-controlled here. And he actually went on television tonight in this get-out-to-vote message, and he talked about how, you know, people should welcome the fact that there are foreign visitors here watching these elections, but that this is our decision. And he's always said, he's always criticized the opposition groups of being, you know, backed by the United States and the West. There is some anticipation that tomorrow night there could be some sort of violence, protest at least on the streets. The opposition says they will get out there and demand a final count and stand out there until they have their answers.
Now, I understand that people, in fact, have been voting all week, that it's not just tomorrow that that's election day. The voting's been going on already.
That's right, and the opposition leader, who's Viktor Gonsharik, his name is, he's a trade union leader. He had a news conference today when he talked about this. Lukashenko's team has been pushing people to get out and vote early. People can vote early if he or she can't make it on election day. Say, for instance, you're a student and you have to go do your duty for the state and pick potatoes. You know, that's a Soviet tradition that Lukashenko has actually revived in Belarus. So those people have to cast their ballots early. Some students also told me that dorm rooms are limited in Minsk, and authorities are threatening to kick students out of the dorms if they didn't vote early. The problem is that what the opposition says and what monitors are telling me is that it's easy to swap out ballot boxes overnight when no one's looking, and that's what Gonsharik, the trade union leader, believes is happening.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman in Minsk, Belarus. Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.